to the healing process. Men can speed up their healing process by hearing from others who are in pain, while women particularly benefit from being heard. Although this audio is definitely a good beginning, it still does not replace your need for support from people who are experiencing a similar loss or have already been through it. If you were ever to take a workshop, join a support group, or seek help from a counselor, this would be the best time. The support of others who've healed their emotional wounds and the assistance of a trained expert can ensure that you have the opportunity to heal completely. During a healing crisis, you're actually most receptive to what a counselor, support group, or workshop can offer you. In the second stage, we must take time to grieve the loss by remembering the person and what happened in the relationship. After the loss of a loved one, remembering your past together brings up painful feelings, but it also evokes the love you shared. Re-experiencing this love again and again helps you to heal. By feeling gratitude for the good times and forgiveness for the mistakes, your heart is filled with the love it needs to heal itself. If you're healing from a painful breakup or a divorce, and you feel rejected and betrayed,